Today's StreamGlobe devotional is titled, Living by Him. Today's meditation was written by Abraham Damilola Arigi. We shall take our Bible reading from John chapter 6, verse 57. Just as the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father, so the one who consumes me will live because of me. I have just read from the New English Translation. Maggie was so sick that she began to despair of life. One day, while reading the book of John, she realized that if she truly lived because of Christ, she couldn't continue to be afflicted with diseases, because there is no disease in Christ. She decided to take the Holy Communion, but this time with the understanding that she was partaking in the body of Jesus and would now live because of Him. This revelation was how Maggie received her healing. The life Jesus lived on earth was the life of the Father. He didn't act on His own, but everything He did was in the name of the Father. Similarly, we are called to live by Him and do all things in His name. That's why we can cast out demons in His name, heal the sick, and operate in divine authority. Those who will experience this divine life are those who, after believing in Christ, continue in His Word and allow it to rule their lives. Jesus is the Word of God, and we feed our spirits by feeding our souls with His Word and understanding it so that it enriches our spirits. Those dedicated to the ministry of the Word and prayer will walk in this divine nature. We feed our bodies with Christ by regularly partaking in the Lord's table or Holy Communion. This practice aligns our bodies with our new spiritual reality as children of God. The Apostle Paul explained that some believers in Corinth were sick or had died because they did not partake in the Lord's body appropriately. See 1 Corinthians 29-30. Believers who rightly partake in the Lord's body, both spiritually and physically, experience divine health and healing. This is one of the divine realities that the Word of God and the Lord's table bring. Go into today remembering that the divine life of God is the inheritance of believers who live by the Word. Prayer. Father, help me to live by Your Word and manifest the divine life in this world. Amen. If you have not yet accepted Christ as your Lord but wish to be saved, let's pray this prayer together. Ask the Lord Jesus to forgive you for the way you have been living contrary to His will. Hand over the ownership and government of your life to Christ today by confessing with your mouth that Jesus is Lord. You can say this prayer, Lord Jesus, I acknowledge today that I am a sinner. I ask You to save me and give me Your Spirit. I confess that You are Lord, and I believe that You died for me and resurrected on the third day for my salvation. Thank You, Father, for receiving me into Your glorious family. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Today's yearly Bible reading shall be taken from Proverbs chapter 19. This Bible reading plan is continuous. If, for example, you begin with us today, by this time next year, you will have gone through the entire Bible from Genesis to Revelation. The reading comes up next, Proverbs chapter 19.
Better the poor whose walk is blameless than a fool whose lips are perverse. Desire without knowledge is not good. How much more will hasty feet miss the way? One's own folly leads to ruin, yet the heart rages against the Lord. Wealth attracts many friends, but even the closest friends of the poor desert them. A false witness will not go unpunished, and whoever pours out lies will not go free. Many curry favor with a ruler, and everyone is the friend of one who gives gifts. The poor are shunned by all their relatives. How much more do their friends avoid them? Though they pursue them with pleading, they are nowhere to be found. Those who get wisdom love their own lives. Those who cherish understanding will soon prosper. A false witness will not go unpunished, and whoever pours out lies will perish. It is not fitting for a fool to live in luxury. How much worse for a slave to rule over princes? A person's wisdom yields patience. It is to one's glory to overlook an offense. A king's rage is like the roar of a lion, but his favor is like dew on the grass. A foolish child is a father's ruin, and a quarrelsome wife is like the constant dripping of a leaky roof. Houses and wealth are inherited from parents, but a prudent wife is from the Lord. Laziness brings on deep sleep, and the shiftless go hungry. Those who obey instructions preserve their lives, but those who are contemptuous of their ways will die. Those who are kind to the poor lend to the Lord, and He will reward them for what they have done. Discipline your children, for in that there is hope. Do not be a willing party to their death. The hot-tempered must pay the penalty. Rescue them, and you will have to do it again. Listen to advice and accept discipline, and at the end you will be counted among the wise. Many are the plans in a human heart, but it is the Lord's purpose that prevails. What a person desires is unfailing love. Better to be poor than a liar. The fear of the Lord leads to life. Then one rests content, untouched by trouble. Sluggards bury their hands in the dish and will not even bring them back to their mouths. Flog a mocker, and the simple will learn prudence. Rebuke the discerning, and they will gain knowledge. Whoever robs their father and drives out their mother is a child who brings shame and disgrace. Stop listening to instruction, my child, and you will stray from the words of knowledge. A corrupt witness mocks at justice, and the mouth of the wicked gulps down evil. Penalties are prepared for mockers and beatings for the backs of fools.
You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Kindly share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry, get more of our free resources, visit our website at streamglobe.org.
We invite you to tune into our 24/7 internet radio. It is loaded with edifying sermons, music, and other programs. You can listen to Stream Globe Radio at www.streamglobe.org.